Again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Matt Matheny. Good morning, Coach Matheny. Coach Matheny there?
Yes, can you hear me, Rob?
I can hear you now. Yeah, it might have been a phone on my line. You guys, a 1-1 week, a 76-74 tough loss in overtime at Delaware, but then bounce back in an unbelievable environment at home and knock off UNCW 77-76 on Saturday. Just review those two games for me.
Well, it's in this crazy game, and particularly in conference play, there's a lot of valleys and a lot of, well, hopefully a lot of moments where you're on top of the mountain. And we experienced both in 48 hours. We had a tough loss at Delaware in a game that was close throughout the entire game, and had a chance to finish it off in regulation if we could have gotten a stop. And they hit a shot to send it into overtime, and we couldn't get enough stops in overtime. There were 32 points scored in 5 minutes, 17 points for them, 15 for us in overtime. And we came up short, and you're traveling back and not feeling great and have to bounce back and play against a very good Wilmington team. And I think our environment was fantastic for our players. Our place was full. There was a lot of energy in the building. And we did not play well enough in the first half to be even with them. So our guys, I think, were a little bit down and discouraged at halftime because we played really hard and we're still down eight. And then we were fortunate enough to make some shots and tie it up. And the last 5 or 6 minutes were great basketball. And we were in the same situation. We had to get a stop to win the game, and we were fortunate enough to get it.
You've talked a lot this year about the process as you continue to build this program. Is that another step maybe for your program to bounce back from a tough loss on the road like that and be able to knock off a first-place team like UNCW?
Yes. We're doing everything we can to continue to climb what is a treacherous mountain, and the mountain being the CAA. And every time we can get a little bit higher on the mountain, we feel like that's something we can hang, just build on. And unfortunately, there are times when we get knocked down the mountain a little bit. And so we experienced both of those last weekend. But it was good for us to get a win like that after a tough loss.
We're here with Elon head coach Matt Matheny. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Coach Keats just talked about it a little while ago. What a tremendous effort you got Saturday from Brian Dawkins, 24 points on 9 of 15 shooting. I know he's been one of the breakout players around the conference this season, but was that performance maybe as good as he's had this season?
Well, he's played well the last three Saturdays. And I think it was at Charleston he had 29. And the weekend before that at Hofstra he had 22 or 23 or 4. And then another great performance this past Saturday. And I'm just thrilled at how far he's come. Brian had battled injuries early in his career, and he's done a great job, just really committed to taking care of his body. And it's worked out for him. He spends more time in the ice bath after practice than any of our guys, and he's eating the right foods, and he's getting his rest. And I think that shows with the way not only he's playing this year, but the way he's playing on the back end of those two games in 3 days.
I want to talk about one of your seniors, Luke Getty, who I know had some injuries that had slowed him early in the season, but he seems to really be starting to get back into form, averaged 12 points. Coming off the bench for you last week, just talk about his progression over the last couple of months and maybe the difference in role for him now coming off the bench and what he can provide for you.
Well, Luke's a warrior, and he had such a tremendous sophomore year and then got hurt. Or he was playing really well when he got hurt. And for him to battle back from that knee injury, I thought he played with the heart of a lion last year, even though he wasn't 100%. And then this year he was playing pretty well early and got hurt again. And I don't think he's been 100% until the last week or two. But in reference to what you just said, he's now coming off the bench, and for him to accept that role without blinking and being ready when called upon, and I think he played really well defensively for the better part of the game Saturday, just speaks a lot to his character, and we already know he's a tough guy.
Spoken with several coaches this morning about how difficult it is for a head coach to try to manage minutes this time of year, four games left in the regular season, and trying to have your team peaking when they head to Charleston in March. Any secrets that you have, or how difficult is it to be able to manage minutes both in games and in practice to have your team at their best?
We have a lot of secrets, Rob, but we won't tell them. It's hard. Hard. Practices are very short, and you feel like, as a coach, at least I do, that we don't have enough time in practice to really get better at the things we need to sometimes. And then you get in game, and you do everything you can to win on Thursday night. And this past Thursday, we lost in overtime. And you're tired as a coach, but you know your players are physically tired, and you gotta bounce back. And I think we have a strength coach that's fairly new to us, Tyler Watson, has been here about a year, and he's done a tremendous job with our guys, and our guys have really bought into conditioning, and I think that helps. But it's hard. It's hard managing minutes, and we got some guys playing some heavy minutes.
Your team heads back out on the road to Towson and Drexel this week, and you beat Towson 72-61 early in January, but the Tigers certainly playing as well as any team in the conference now, having won 9 of 10. What has impressed you about them, and what did you do well the first time that you might need to do again?
Well, they are, I think, the hottest team in the league, at least now that we've had a chance to study them and look at their scores and see how they've won 9 out of 10. And we caught them here at a good time for us. It was a home game for us at the end of that 4 games in 8 days, and I think they had 4 straight road games to start the season. So it was a good win for us, but I think we're two different teams, not completely different, but we're different teams in terms of a little bit fresher than we were on that night, and they're hot right now. So we know it's going to be another battle on Thursday.
All right, Matt, thanks as always for taking time with us today, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.